is the UR Business Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Making Headway on the URB Business Network. This is your host, John King, President of Headway Strategies Consulting, based here in the Boston area, bringing you today's show. As Making Headway title implies, the objective of our show is to provide entrepreneurs, executives, managers with information about emerging or current topics that could have a significant impact on their business. As the host, I'll moderate a discussion with one or more subject matter experts who have in-depth understanding of today's topic. We do not intend to enter in a compare or contrast of different solutions, but rather present the benefits, issues, and concerns associated with the topic, as each business situation is somewhat different. If there are additional questions from the listeners, the host and the subject matter experts' contact information will be provided in a blog for each show. Today, our topic is network marketing, what it is, and how to be successful. The topic could be of interest to individuals who are entrepreneurs, entering the workplace or in transition, looking for a pre-retirement opportunity, and looking for control of their own destiny. Our guest today is Mary Ellen Duchesne. She's CEO of Smarter Solutions, located in New Hampshire. She's a top leader in network marketing activities. She's spoken at network marketing gatherings of over 25,000 people. She's been a guest on Donald Trump's Executive Apprentice, and she's been featured in Success Magazine. Mary Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, John. I appreciate it.
Our producer today, I'll get on to that, is very important, is Cy Ewells, who's going to run our show for us as we go through it. And welcome, Cy, as well.
Thank you so much, John. Glad to be here.
So, Mary Ellen, could you tell us a little bit about your background and experience in network marketing?
Absolutely, John. Appreciate it. I was introduced to network marketing about 25 years ago, which dates myself a little bit, but I was very, very intrigued by the concept. And I started it off spare time. I was running a business. I've been an entrepreneur pretty much all my life. And I saw this as a way of making additional streams of income, because I believe in multiple streams of income. So I was introduced to network marketing 25 years ago and just fell in love with the concept.
Okay. How do you define what network marketing is? There's a lot of different models out there, but how do you do it, a broad definition of it?
A broad definition would be everybody doing a little bit. And it's a great way for companies to get products or services out to the marketplace, because we are basically the marketing arm. It's just all pretty much word of mouth, and everybody has their own independent business. So I think it's great because it's entrepreneurial spirits can take involved and get involved with this on a spare time, part-time basis. And it's a way of getting product or services out to the market.
Okay. I was reading a book called GoPro, and you know a little bit about me. I like to do diving, and I have a GoPro camera, and I thought that's what it was about, but it turned out it was not. It was really GoPro being a professional. It was by Eric Ward, and he talked about network marketing, and he described three primary elements of your network marketing business. He said they really have to understand what the company's products are, and everybody in the organization has the same product to offer to the public. And the compensation plan, there has to be one plan for all, and I guess you is the variable, because since everyone has the same compensation plan, the same products, you have to take responsibility for making it work. How do you think that balances out from what you've seen in your experience over the last 25 years?
That's a perfect summary, actually, because everybody does have the same product. Everybody does have the same compensation plan. So the only one variable is ourselves. And that's what I love about network marketing, because we call it a personal growth course with a compensation plan attached. So the better person you become, you can help more people. The more people you help achieve their goals, the more you achieve your own goals. So it's absolutely the one variable is ourselves. And so we get to invest in ourselves with personal development, which I've been doing for years and years and years.
Okay. Why would a person want to get involved with network marketing?
A lot of different reasons. People should be thinking about a plan B these days, because retirement plans aren't the way we thought they were going to be. Jobs aren't as secure as they used to be, and businesses aren't as healthy as they used to be. So people should consider it as a plan B. Most people start off spare time until the money becomes so ridiculous that they can make decisions like I did only after 3 months at my company that I went full time. Okay. So, you know, the compensation plan will tell you when to go full time, but everybody starts off this spare time, part time. And it's a great tax write-off. If you read any business book, they say get a home-based business, because just for the tax advantages alone.
Yes, I can attest to that. Mm-hmm. That is a good comment on that. What are the success factors though? You talked a little bit about you, but I think also something about the company that you're working with has to have some impact on it too. So what are some of the success factors that you see when getting involved in a network marketing business?
I believe you want to check out the company for sure. You want a rock solid company. Situations where it's ground floor and it's a little risky there, so you better be careful in what company you choose. But when you choose that company and you find that company, you have to just bring a coachability spirit to the table, be willing to be coached by the people who've already had success. And it's a work ethic. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. And you have to invest in yourself. The personal development, like we just talked about, is the best secret that you can do to be successful in anything in life, really. The more you invest in you, the better you become as a leader, the more people you can help.
So what kind of personal investment how do you define that?
It's pretty simple. I mean, you can go on YouTube these days and look up videos by Jim Rohn or Tony Robbins. You can certainly read all the books. I've read hundreds of books on personal development and network marketing in particular, like the one you mentioned, GoPro, and Your First Year in Network Marketing, and there's a couple of others. And just any seminars that you can attend, but simple, YouTube videos from people who have already had success that are willing to mentor you via online or in the radio or the CDs. I mean, my car is full of CDs. I don't even listen to the radio. I listen to country music once in a while, but it's mostly personal development CDs.
Okay. How do you know if you're the right person to pursue this kind of opportunity? Do you have to be an extrovert to go off and do this, or can an introvert succeed at it?
Good question. People ask me that all the time. Anybody and everybody could do network marketing. That's what I love about network marketing. It's for the average individual to have the ability to make extraordinary income or just a little bit of spare time, part-time income, whatever it is they want. But the right person is just a person that's hungry to change their life. I have 18 years old on my team. I have multimillionaires on my team, but everybody gets in it for a different reason. But it's the reason that is the reason for themselves that they want to change something in their life, whether it be more time or more money. It's just the hunger to change.
Okay. So that's one of the things that we've talked about with my company, Headway Strategies. One of the things we talk about is a positive behavior change. So you set your goals, you got to have a positive behavior change in order to achieve them, which is pretty consistent there.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of organization you look like? I mean, some of the network marketing organizations out there are product-based, where you buy the product and then you sell it, or some of them are or order taking for product and some are order taking for services. What do you see are the more successful ones for people to get involved with?
Great question. My first attempt at network marketing was product-based. And it was actually a lot of product-based companies tend to be a little bit more expensive. They're great product and great quality products, but they tend to be more expensive. But you always want to look at something that's consumable or renewable. So something that you're going to use every month and have to replace every month, or something that's just billed every month. So when I found the company that I'm with and will be with the rest of my life, it's services. So services are the best because services are recurring. So it's true residual income. So that's what I liked about a service-based organization versus a price-based organization. And definitely the solidness of the company, the integrity of the company is impeccable. You want to make sure that you get a company that has a lot of integrity.
Okay. I think that's a good point. Why don't you talk a little bit about what residual income means? I understand the concept, but why don't you talk about what that means in the case of what you're seeing right now?
Right. Well, network marketing is based on residual income. But again, there's a difference between product-based companies and service-based companies, because true residual income comes when you do one thing one time and you get paid over and over and over again. So if you build an organization, because that's what network marketing is, you build an organization of people consuming products, that's great, but every single month they have to consume more products. And that's fine if they're products that are good in quality, and most of them are, because they put the advertising into the compensation plan. In terms of services, that's what I love about what I'm involved with is essential services. Essential meaning you pay your bills every single month anyway. So why not go through your website one time and get true residual income, because you're paying those bills every single 30 days?
Okay. What kind of arrangements should you stay away from, or would you think really hard, really, really hard before considering when you get involved in this?
I would definitely check out the company. There's a lot of companies that start up because of the economy. Network marketing is going to be the wave of the future. I've seen it over the last 25 years, how much it's grown. And there's really great legitimate companies, and then there's not so great legitimate companies. So you have to be careful. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. You want to check out the website of the company. You want to check out the Better Business Bureau. You want to check out the real information. Now, Googling is not real information, so you can't Google a company and expect to get the results. Go get the real information. Go see the local people already having success. So I would just be concerned with startups. Startups hardly ever make it. Anything under 5 years, it's a big risk.
Okay. So given all that, what kind of level of investment should you see when you start down this path?
Most network marketing companies start anywhere from $2,000 and below. The one of the previous ones I had was $2,000 to get in and $200 a month. That was a little on the high end.
That's a good chunk.
Yes. But most of them are in the $300-$500 range. And that's just your initial investment to be part of an organization. They usually call it an independent business owner because you're independent. That's why you have all those tax write-offs. But the investment to get in is very, very small. And sometimes that's the good thing, obviously, because anybody and everybody can participate. But also sometimes it's the bad thing because people only treat it as a $200-$400 business when it's a multi-million-dollar business.
Right. Okay. So you've got to have that commitment has got to be there. What kind of support should you expect from a company that you go with for network marketing?
Great question. In the years past, in other attempts, I signed up and I was in wing it mode. Basically, go figure it out yourself. So if you have some local support, that is key. That's the difference I found in my experience over the 25 years. When you have the local support, especially of a top leader, you have a huge advantage. Now, there's a lot we could do on the internet nowadays and Skype, and we have webinars and things like that. But the support, you want to have your upline support you because you want to learn from the people who have already had success. Now, if you're just getting involved with network marketing, and so is the person that brought you in, then go upline, find the leader, and that person is definitely willing to help you because your success is their success.
Okay. So if I look at that with your success is their success, and it really gets into how do you begin to recruit people. And I mean, again, network marketing, I don't know if I can use the word pyramid, but it is that. Can I use the word pyramid?
Is that you can use it. Network marketing is actually the exact opposite of a pyramid. Because in a pyramid, what you look at, that's actually corporate America because the people at the top make the money, people at the bottom not so much. In network marketing, you can make more money than the person who brought you in. I'm making much more money than the person brought me in because I'm helping more people, but he's benefiting from whatever I'm doing. So I love network marketing because it gives that average individual with his own or her work ethic that helps enough people that will get what they want by helping other people get what they want. So pyramid, I don't love that term. People use that term because that's what they call network marketing. But it's more like a tree or a spider web, if you will.
Spider web. Okay. Okay. That's an interesting analogy. Okay. So if we look at that, how do you recruit people? And I mean, is it all your family and friends or is it people off the street, or how do you recruit people and convince them to come in with you?
Another great question. And first of all, I suggest you never convince anybody. All you're doing is sharing. And if people have that mindset, as if I had a chunk of gold and I wanted to give it to somebody, who am I going to give it to first? Obviously, your family and your friends. Well, if they don't want it, that's okay. We don't ruin relationships. We just say we go to the next person. So everybody and anybody deserves to know about your opportunity. And we don't convince anybody. We just sort through the people who, like I said before, are hungry, that want to change things in their life. But there's also certain types of people that are more likely to get it. People who've done network marketing before, obviously, they're good recruits. Obviously, business owners are great recruits because business owners understand it's not a $50,000 decision. It's a few $100 decision. They can do it spare time. Everybody has their jobs. Everybody has their businesses. This is something people definitely should take advantage of because it is the wave of the future. It's just a smarter way of making money.
Okay. Well, how do you think the internet's impacted network marketing? I mean, I can go on the internet and find just about anything I want nowadays. I don't find it as efficient sometimes because I'm constantly paging down on different things. But except network, UR Business Network Radio, which ranks on the first page when you Google it. But beside that, how do you think the internet's really impacted network marketing?
That's a great question. Like I said before, I've had many attempts at network marketing, and a lot of times I did find my opportunities through the internet, and it just didn't work very well because you don't have that local support. The internet is great because you can do webinars and things for people who you do sponsor far away, and then you'll sort through the leaders, and then they'll develop their own market. So the internet is great, but I think a belly-to-belly is the best way to develop network marketing, a solid network marketing business.
So it's a relationship business. I mean, you really have to have that relationship with the people that you're working with to explain the information that they need to make a decision on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. We talked about residual income already, but let's go back to Eric Worre's book, I think is how it's pronounced. He had identified a 1-3-5-7 rule. And when I first thought that, I was thinking of prime numbers. And I guess that's kind of some math background or somewhere translated back. Mm-hmm. But he says that year one is necessary, 1 year necessary to become competent and profitable. And then another couple years, year three, by that time, you're working part-time to be in a position to be able to go full-time. And year five, then it's after consistent effort that becomes you can become a six-figure earner. And year seven, your consistent effort makes you an expert. Now, when I went through that math, I mean, that's 49 years in dog's life. That's a long time. What's your perspective on that kind of time frame?
I think it's very, very reasonable. And that's the challenge with network marketing, like I mentioned before. Since it's only like a $500 decision, people treat it like a $500 business, and people have a microwave mentality that they want to be rich right away. Well, it takes time. Like most people bought into the 40-40 plan, work 40 hours for 40 years and then retire, maybe, comfortably, maybe. All right, hopefully. But when you think of it, when network marketing compared to what everybody else is, already, going down that path, is it for seven years, you can, make six figures and above, you can't compare yourself to anybody else because your path will be your path. However much effort you put in, the quality of people that you put in will help you move through that compensation plan that much faster. But 7 years to make six figures or be a millionaire, not bad.
Okay.
And does any other job or even business give you that potential in that short period of time? I don't think so, and that's why network marketing is a perfect solution.
No, certainly if you're getting out of college and you're starting out, and in 7 years you're probably not going to do that unless you went to Harvard MBA school and got hired right out. Mm-hmm. But yes, that's absolutely right. I would think that to be the case.
Yeah, my son's actually in college now. He's doing the business I'm doing, and he knows exactly what he's going to do when he graduates. We were actually with Donald Trump a couple of months ago, and he said, stay in school because he's doing very well with what I'm doing. And he said, stay in school, get the contacts, because those poor kids graduating from college are not going to necessarily get the jobs of their choices, and they're going to have a lot of debt associated with that. So Jeffrey's going to be the solution for them.
Well, I think that's really important because one of the things I do also is I work with kids in terms of trying to set goals to help them figure out where they want to go. And I know what I was like when I was 18, 19. I was a little bit confused about life. And that was in the 60s. So everybody was confused. But I think that the point being is, yes, it's great they get some work experience. They get a chance to see what works for them and maybe what doesn't work. How do you manage a team? Once you get a team in place, you're recruiting, you're trying to get the right people and all that. Do you have to do anything to, maybe the right word is prune or manage the team, people that aren't doing what you want? What do you do with that when you've got a team underneath you and you've got somebody that's really not participating or is more detrimental to your team? How do you deal with that in a network marketing situation?
Yeah, there's no one really that's detrimental to the team. It's just they're going to go at their own speed. So all you can do is provide the leadership, and they'll, and it's, provide the support system. And if they plug into the system, they will have success. Now, a lot of people, you know, take some time off and they come back, and that they will have that system still in place and they have the leadership. They have to take the action to find their active upline leader so that they can help them. So anybody and everybody can do network marketing. That's what I love about it. And some people will go out fast. Some people will go slow. It doesn't really matter. Just, you know, this is what we say, pay attention, stay excited, and pray you don't quit.
Okay, pray you don't quit. All right. Well, there's going back to one of the points in Eric's book, he identified several benefits from network marketing and kind of try to summarize some on that. But he talked about really the benefits are the career you create, the freedom that you have, the lives that you touch, the people that you meet, the places that you will see, and causes you can contribute to, and the person you will become in the process. So what do you see in your experience, and are those rational or reasonable benefits to be expected?
It's absolutely perfect. Absolutely. I mean, you create the career that you want. And I love the last part, the person that you will become in the process. I am not the same person I was, you know, when I first was introduced to network marketing. And I love that. That's why I said it's a personal development course with a compensation plan attached.
Okay. Are there other issues you want to bring forth? We're about to wrap up, but at our 2-minute warning here, but
just the fact that, you know, if you're involved with a network marketing company, listen to your upline, be coachable, and plug into the system. Do it. It is spare time, part time, but if you take it serious, spare time, part time, you will have the success as long as you don't quit. A lot of people quit because it's not, you know, a big investment of money. Just listen to your upline, be coachable. You deserve it. And the only thing that you will lose out is if you don't do it or you quit.
Okay. So the real takeaway here is keep plugging and don't quit, I think. Sounds like and reach out to your upline people for support. And if you're in the right organization, that support's forthcoming. And if you're not, then you're probably not going to get that support.
Right. And just look elsewhere. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Mary Ellen, thank you very much for coming in today. How can people contact you if they've got a question about network marketing?
Anybody can call me anytime. I really appreciate any phone calls. I'll be glad to answer any questions about network marketing in general. The best way to get a hold of me is my cell, and I'll give that to you. It's 603-490-4371.
Okay. Very good. Si, thank you very much for this. I have a couple comments. So I'll wrap up here.
My pleasure. Thanks.
I can be reached if someone has some questions for me, johnking@headway-strategies.com. And one of the things I want to do is steal a line from Mike Rowe and Dirty Jobs, which is if you've got topics that you think would be relevant that you'd like to hear about, please send a note to me and we'll see what we can do to get them on the air. I appreciate that. And I'd like to wrap up with a comment from Bill Cosby, which I think is really important as we think about network marketing. In order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. And I think that's a great, great thing to live by, that you got to keep trying and go from there. I will be posting a blog on this a little bit later, and in that I'll list the references on the books that Mary Ellen talked about and we talked about on the show. This is John King on the UR Business Network Radio, reminding you to continue to listen to Making Headway, because remember, we can help you make headway.
You're listening to the UR Business Network.